This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Bernice, B-E-R-N-I-C-E. Last name is Weiser, W-I-E-S-E-R. Date of birth is 2/12/1926. Date of dictation is 5/23/2023. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, comma, insomnia, comma, poor appetite, history of present illness. This is a 97 years old female who was admitted to Marywood on 5/19/2023 upon transfer from Ascension Providence Hospital, Novi. Period. Patient's chart indicates a history of fall and fracture of left femur neck, hypertension, neuropathy, spinal stenosis, difficulty walking, and depression. Period. The patient was pleasant during my evaluation. I report that she is doing okay and hopes to get stronger in physical therapy and go home. Period. She acknowledged sometimes feeling down, lonely, and had trouble falling and staying asleep. Period. She also acknowledged that her appetite has been poor. Period. She was started on Remeron recently. Period. Reports that she suffered from right leg fracture 3 years ago. Period. She denies any thoughts of harm to self or others. She reports that her family is very supportive. She has three children who live here in Michigan and one in California. Period. Reports that she likes to read and do crossword puzzles and watch television. That reports that her family is very supportive. Next paragraph, patient reports that she grew up in Detroit and used to work as a nurse at Henry Ford Hospital. Period. Her husband is deceased for more than 20 years. Period. Reports that neighbors are supportive in the condominium community she lives. Period. Period. She wears a lifeline necklace. Which was helpful when she fell and EMS was able to come to her home. Period. Next paragraph, patient knew that she's taking Remeron. Next paragraph, review of system, general CHPI, eyes, non-reported ear, nose, throat, non-reported cardiovascular, non-reported gastrointestinal, poor appetite, genital urinary, non-reported skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, non-reported heme, lymphatic, allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero prior history of suicide attempts, no prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, highest grade, nursing degree, current occupation, nurse, retired nurse. Next paragraph, relationship, current relationship, widow, number of children, 4. Legal issue, next paragraph, legal issue, difficulty with legal system, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, collateral, performing chart review, nursing. Next paragraph, save that information. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, a review of history and habits under common C, medical surgical history as reported in HPIs. Save that information. Next paragraph, mental status examination, blood pressure 127 over 61, pulse 95, respiration 16. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, motor movements retardation, gait, sitting, speech clear, mood, mildly dysphoric, associations with the normal thought content, normal level of consciousness, alert, oriented to person, with the normal place, with the normal time, with the normal memory, recent, with the normal attention, and concentration, with the normal language, with the normal part of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, with the normal. Next paragraph, under medications, under current medications, MAR reviewed, Remeron 15 milligram QHS. Next paragraph, under assessment plan, adjustment disorder with depressed mood at 43.21. Plans continue Remeron as prescribed to improve mood, comma, insomnia, and stimulate appetite. Period may benefit from psychology intervention. Next paragraph, disposition. Notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, check. The patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential side effects. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures, 99305, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, the common side effects of Remeron, risk benefit statements and decision to treat. In my medical determination, the above referenced risks are acceptable and outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment and potential consequences of harm to herself and others. This is the end of dictation.